This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. There's been a lot of buzz about the grocery chain Whole Foods opening a store in Midtown Detroit. Maybe too much buzz. And the idea of Whole Foods, the store nicknamed by some as Whole Paycheck, being the first store in a city hit hard by poverty, seems at best incongruent. Joining us to discuss that is Kame Potokuchi, who is an associate professor of urban planning at Wayne State University, and Mickey Maynard, contributor to Forbes.com and former Detroit reporter for the New York Times. First, let's begin. Kame, I learned Whole Foods work with at least four community-based organizations in Detroit to make sure the people who work at the store actually live in the area and not just a bunch of suburban commuters. That sounds good for Detroit, but how well did they do? How committed are they to maintain that?
So I don't know the details about the outreach that they did in the community to seek workers, but I know there's a lot of interest in the community, especially among activists, that Whole Foods hire local workers, locally based, city-based workers, and especially given that the city is four-fifths African-American, that they hire African-American workers. And just based on my understanding of things, I think they've done a pretty good job. Their manager is African-American, and that's, I think, for community members, a very good sign.
This is the first real supermarket in Detroit in a long time, making the city a so-called food desert until now. So it's getting a lot of attention, but how well is this store going to be serving the people of Detroit?
So first, let me say that I would take issue with your characterization of Whole Foods as the first real supermarket, because while Detroit faces problems in terms of access to healthy foods in certain neighborhoods, Detroit also has very good independent supermarkets. And let me just name a few. The Metro Foodland in Northwest Detroit, Honeybee Market in Southwest Detroit, Mike's Fresh. So there are good independent grocery stores. And there are some chain supermarkets as well that are considered to be second-tier chain supermarkets, but they provide, you know, a limited assortment of good grocery products. Whole Foods has created a lot of buzz, and it would be good for the city to get Whole Foods because it's a sign of a nationally recognized sort of quality-oriented chain being interested in Detroit. And, you know, Detroit is a big city, and Detroiters would like to think that the kinds of supermarkets that are in other big cities, you know, you should be able to find them in Detroit. So I think there's a sense that finally there are chain supermarkets paying attention to Detroit, and I believe this is also a good thing for Whole Foods.
Mickey, I heard an interview on Marketplace with Whole Foods CEO Walter Robb. He indicated they'd been offering workshops for residents to teach them how to manage their food budgets. Is that good PR or a real service to the region's residents?
Well, you have to remember who will probably shop at this Whole Foods, at least at the beginning. It'll be people who live in Midtown Detroit. So you have a large number of professionals. You have people associated with the university. I think probably a lot of their customers have been in a Whole Foods and are familiar with the price base at the market. And that's one thing you have to remember is these stores come in based on zip codes. It's sort of a slang term in the retail industry. They look at where people live that shop at the other stores, and then they try to see, do I have a critical mass of people and could we open a store there? And I'm sure that the same folks who were initially shopping at Whole Foods were shopping in Whole Foods around the Detroit area. As far as teaching people, I honestly have to say despite the wide availability of Whole Foods here in Ann Arbor, I tend to shop at other places. I'm a big believer in farmers markets because I just feel that their prices do tend to be higher, and it's called Whole Paycheck for a reason.
Given the prices at the suburban Whole Foods anyway, how affordable is this food for low-income people who live in the neighborhoods there?
Well, if folks are getting bridge cards, I'm sure that bridge cards are accepted at Whole Foods, so that would be one help. The one thing Detroit doesn't have, in addition to sort of the local chain markets that we're talking about, it doesn't have a lot of farmers markets. It's got the big market at Eastern Market, which is a terrific asset to the city. But if you look at Chicago, where I lived for a while, there are 37 farmers markets, one somewhere every day in the city, and they're in all corners of Chicago. So you don't have the availability of the farmer direct to consumer products.
May I just jump in here very quickly and say, just not even a mile away from the Whole Foods, there's a Wayne State University Farmers Market that I run through a program that I lead on campus called Seed Wayne. The Wayne State, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to make a shameless plug. The Wayne State University Farmers Market started June 5th, the same day as the opening of Whole Foods, and will run through the end of October every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it offers a wide variety of fresh and ready-to-eat products at very affordable prices. And there are 9 other neighborhood farmers markets in Detroit. So we're not quite Chicago, perhaps, but we're getting there.
Let's talk about locally sourced, though, because that's one of the things that some other chains make a big deal of. They feature Michigan products. How likely are we to see inventory sourced from Detroit, the metropolitan region, or from the state?
In fact, I think Whole Foods has done a very good job reaching out to local producers. They held a local fair, a local producer fair, and they have a whole section in their store that is dedicated to local, you know, Detroit-based products. Avalon Bakery, for example, Sweet Potato Sensations, Slow's Jams. I mean, a whole array of products. And in fact, I haven't yet gone to the store because it was crazy when I tried getting in. I heard the very first day the local section was emptied out very quickly. That's a great sign, the support of local producers.
Now, there's another chain coming into Detroit. Meyer Foods is building a store at 8 Mile and Woodward in Detroit to open in late July. Is that any more or less noteworthy than this Whole Foods in Midtown?
I would say what took them so long. I think there are definitely other parts of Detroit that could support a Myers, a Plum Market, a Hiller's, that Bush's, all these local chains that we have in the metropolitan Detroit area. Where were they? Why did it take Whole Foods being first? So as far as Myers is concerned, you have to remember they're going to draw from Ferndale, from Royal Oak.
Right.
They're picking
right on
the part of Detroit where they can pull in from the suburbs. So it will help the city, but it will also draw from beyond the border, basically.
I'm wondering what this store, this Whole Foods store, is going to do for Detroit as a whole. I mean, Midtown is actually an up-and-coming area of the city. What about the people in the less well-served areas? You talked about these small markets. Are we going to see other areas served as well as this rather affluent area?
I think Whole Foods has started a little bit of a conversation that will draw interest from other chains. But I also think supermarkets are cautious about where the census statistics are trending. And so they're going to look very carefully at population and income figures before they invest heavily in any particular area. So I think Whole Foods has perhaps opened the door for other chains to start thinking about investments. I mean, I think there's still room for more grocery stores in Detroit, given what's considered to be the outshopping.
Let's talk about, just for a moment, access to the store, because even if you have a Meijer on 8th and Woodward and this Midtown grocery store, Whole Foods, even if you have big chain stores like this opening up, are you going to draw that many people in? Because not everybody has a car. Public transportation is not the best way to get around in Detroit. It seems like access to these stores is going to be limited for many, many folks. Mickey?
If you ever get light rail on Woodward, I think that's the Whole Foods will do fine, because the light rail system that's proposed for the Woodward corridor would go right by the Whole Foods. You're absolutely right. Bus system is not reliable in the city. From some of the neighborhoods, it's a long, long walk to go to Whole Foods.
And it's also an unfortunate reality that people, for example, who are making their big grocery trip, say, for example, bridge card participants, will find a way to catch a ride, maybe with a shared cab or a jitney. And they spend a lot of money on transportation to the supermarket, but they're clearly weighing the costs, you know, the low cost of produce versus the cost and convenience and all that kind of thing. So, yes, transit is a problem in Detroit. But I think people have figured out a way to get to more distant grocery stores, and they would like to have, you know, the same quality closer home.
I want to talk about comfort food issues for a bit, because in other cities I've worked in, St. Louis, Missouri, for example, I have found that you can bring a big grocery store chain into an area, but people are used to their food that they had available to them, whether it was just from a convenience store or a gas station. So it's a lot of boxed items. This idea of fresh produce is foreign. They don't know what to do with it. It seems expensive. With an area that with limited access to food, often there are really bad eating habits to go along with that. You want to address that?
Sure. And I think all of us, you know, need to improve our eating. We need to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables than we are. And that is true of Detroit as a whole as well. But I should say, I mean, Whole Foods has come into a well-tilled land. You know, there's been 10 years worth of community grassroots activism in terms of developing gardens, linking young people to gardens. We know that young people will eat the vegetables they grow, working with schools, really talking about talking up nutrition, especially the consumption of fruits and vegetables. So while there's a lot more work to be done, it's not as if, and actually to be fair, Whole Foods has also engaged in courses around nutrition education, sort of buying on a budget and things like that. So I'm optimistic that people are on the right track in terms of eating more fruits and vegetables.
Mickey, we're talking about decades of this going on, though. Are you as optimistic?
Well, one of the things I noticed when I was in Whole Foods in New Orleans is that it's definitely tailored for local eating habits. There's a lot of seafood. There's ribs for barbecue. There's the kind of greens and other things that people in New Orleans cook. So I think as Whole Foods gets a feel for what Detroiters cook at home, that it probably will adjust. The only thing I will say is that Whole Foods tends to focus a lot on the prepared meals. So the salmon, the quinoa salad, all the things you find in the big case. And honestly, I think that's going to be out of the reach for a lot of people in terms of price. Now, obviously, if you're, you know, well-paid professor or administrator at Wayne, or you own an entrepreneurial company, you're not worried about the price of grilled salmon. But if you walk in and you've never bought grilled salmon for $19 a pound, you're going to say, I just can't afford to eat here. I can't afford this kind of food. So I think it's incumbent upon them to show Detroiters that it's sensitive to what people cook at home and have what they're used to buying.
Let's step back for a second. What's the store going to do for Detroit as a whole? I mean, you know, like we said, Midtown's an up-and-coming area. What about the rest of the city? Is this a statement of any kind? Is this saying, okay, now is the time we can invest in Detroit and feel good about it?
One of the things I've noticed in other cities where there are Whole Foods, so Reno, Nevada, Chicago, D.C., New Orleans, is it when people move to the city, they actually look around to see where there's a Whole Foods. So if you think about Washington, D.C., and you look at real estate ads, it'll say, two blocks from the Whole Foods. Or if you go to Reno, South Reno has done pretty – South Reno was already a vibrant part of the area, but that's where the Whole Foods is. That may be where people move because they can go shopping there. Same with Chicago. There's a Whole Foods in the South Loop part of Chicago, which needed obviously a grocery store because of all those brand new condos and high-rise apartments. You need something to keep people considering that part of town. So I think the fact that there's a Whole Foods in Detroit, as people are saying, gosh, should I take this opportunity? They can look and say, well, there's a Whole Foods. And honestly, it is a determining factor of a tiny fraction, but for some people, it might convince them it's okay to live in Detroit.
That's amazing. Just the idea that the right kind of grocery store in the right place can help development of a city.
It isn't – I'm not going to say this is going to get Detroit a $100 million investment.
Right.
But there might be somebody on the bubble between living in Dearborn or Farmington and living downtown. And if they see they can shop, they will make that call.
I agree that I think Whole Foods will make – investors a little more comfortable, especially in the Midtown area. But I think Whole Foods has also made a very deliberate strategy opening the store where they did, because the actual median income of the surrounding area is lower than the typical zip code in which Whole Foods might open a store. And what they're doing is they're really focused on the daytime population in the neighborhood rather than just the residents, because that's not enough and professors don't make that much money, at least not I don't. So they are, I think, very focused on the nearby suburbs, people from the nearby suburbs driving in to Midtown to be shopping there. So will Whole Foods attract residents? You know, I think that it would be great, and that's a good question to ask, but I think it'll definitely attract more investment.
One of the examples you mentioned earlier, Avalon Bakery, is one of the suppliers. Avalon Bakery has done a really good job at reaching out to its neighborhood. And I'm wondering if we're ever going to be able to see that from a chain like Whole Foods or Meijer or somebody like that. Or is that something that you just have to be passionate about in a way that a chain cannot be? Mickey?
It's a good focal point for development. You're closer to the store than I am. So what is it like around that area in terms of storefronts? My impression is that it's pretty filled up.
It is getting there. There are some really good destination restaurants and food outlets. The Yale Midtown is definitely a destination for food and other types of retail investment.
What about this outreach, though, that, like I said, yeah. Avalon Bakery really has gone out of its way to include the neighborhood?
Right. Avalon has been actually an economic development force, and that they're part of the Cass Corridor. So I'd love to see Whole Foods play a role in that, but it isn't their primary responsibility.
There is a difference. So Avalon is a very community-minded business, and it was both out of an interest for the larger community as well as its own interest that it worked very hard to, for example, attract other businesses to the Willis Corridor and support other businesses. Whole Foods, even if it wanted to do, I think would be limited in that kind of encouragement of local businesses. But I think Whole Foods' approach is different as well. They're reaching out to the Detroit community as a whole in terms of looking for organizations initiatives to support. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's raised the bar a little bit in terms of what corporations can do, especially food chains can do to support community-based grassroots efforts.
So last question, what are the measurements of success here? I mean, how and when will we know whether Whole Foods has been a real benefit for Detroit residents?
Well, first of all, it has to stay open. So we need to see some longevity on Whole Foods' part.
Because Rob says he's got a 25-year lease.
Just having a 25-year lease doesn't guarantee. I've been to store openings of other chains in Detroit that disappeared. So I would just like to make sure they're there 5 years from now. So that's the first thing. Do they stick it out? And then the immediate area, does it draw more businesses, more foot traffic to that part of Detroit? And then who else do we see? We know Myers is coming. Will we see others come in? And honestly, business leaders talk to each other. So folks will be talking to the Whole Foods general manager and saying, what has your experience been with the city? How are you doing on permitting? Do you feel safe? And they can be a source of information for others who are coming into the city.
Kami, what are the measurements we should be looking at?
We know that Whole Foods has a reputation for being expensive and being elitist. So I'd be looking at – they have talked about competitive pricing, and I know Walter Robb is very interested in making sure that the foods are affordable and accessible to Detroit residents. So I would be very interested in looking at prices for, you know, staple products, especially fruits and vegetables. I'd be very interested in seeing the extent to which they stick it out in terms of local city-based hiring and the extent to which, you know, team members move up, for example, to management. I'm also interested in seeing the impact on the grocery sector as a whole as well. I'd be interested in seeing, you know, how Whole Foods supports the grassroots food scene, because there have been sort of somewhat mixed reactions. I'll pay attention to that.
Well, there's what we need to look for. That's Kami Potokuchi, who's Associate Professor of Urban Planning at Wayne State University, and our friend Mickey Maynard. She's a contributor for Forbes.com. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Thank you.